I attended the annual meeting of the Illinois Corn Growers this past Tuesday, and that's our main topic on today's Friday edition of Farm Time. But as the Thanksgiving holiday weekend continues, a couple of appropriate sayings that I received from Mrs. Judy Hansen. Thanksgiving is the holiday of peace, the celebration of work and the simple life, a true folk festival that speaks the poetry of the turn of the seasons, the beauty of the seed time and harvest, the ripe product of the year, and the deep, deep connection of all these things with God. Judy sends appropriate holiday cards throughout the year, and they're always appreciated. I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving yesterday and are enjoying the extended Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Now, from the Illinois Corn Growers Annual Meeting, Garrett Hawkins, a farmer from Waterloo, has been elected president of the Illinois Corn Growers for the new year. He served on the board since November of 17, most recently as vice president. He'll continue his role as District 14 director for the duration of his term as president. He represents corn farmer members in Bond, Clinton, Madison, Monroe, St. Clair, and Washington counties. Joining Hawkins on the leadership team, Vice President Mark Bunselmeyer of Moreau, Treasurer Dan Parker of Dwight, and Secretary Ellen Ron of Mount Carroll. Three farmers were reelected and will continue in their positions on the board of directors. They are Sarah Hastings of Sydney, Michael Houston of Golden, and Don Gwynn of Marshall. Two newly elected directors will serve in Districts 3 and 15. They're Phil Furr of Taylor Ridge and Purvis Ellis of Harrisburg. Newly elected at-large directors who serve all of the corn farmers in Illinois include Clint Gordon of Blue Mound and Evan Marr of Jacksonville. Chairmen of several committees were announced. The Exports Committee will be led by Chairman Sarah Hastings of Sydney and Vice Chairman Mike Sheen of Peoria. Elected to lead the Industrial Committee, Don Gwynn of Marshall and Vice Chairman Michael Houston of Golden. The Grassroots Committee leadership for the coming year, Chairman Shane Gray of Waverly and Vice Chairman Chris Gould of Maple Park. As I've covered the Illinois Corn Growers for several years, it's interesting to me to see that two sons of former leaders of Illinois Corn are now on the board of directors. I didn't get a head count on all the farmers that were there, but I can tell you a very good crowd was in attendance. I'll have more on this annual meeting on the early bird tomorrow morning. Hope you'll join us. I'm Mike Perrine.